begin recording. Call the meeting to order.
Do we have any additions or deletions?
My only additions were I wanted to mention the town of Concord bills. I hadn't heard anything about this, but there was a compost fire, it looks like, at the Toomey residence on Victory Road. Cost the town $900, and a motor vehicle accident on Route 2 by Linda Metzke's
October.
That was October.
October?
Wow. They both were October.
So I talked to Jason.
So the car accident was $900.
I talked to, is it Justin Belanger? Fire chief. I talked to him yesterday. And I asked him if he could be a little more prompt on his billing. And he said, yeah, that's one of my downfalls. Oh, anyway. Mm-hmm. And I asked him about the car accident, two vehicle accident. And I went through the whole thing about getting us the information and, you know, vehicles and driver license numbers and insurance information. He said nobody ever conveyed that message to him, mm-hmm. which I don't doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Your message never got to him?
Well, my message got to Richard Fisher, which was fine.
Yeah.
When Richard was a chief, but it didn't get passed down from chief to chief.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, yeah, I can absolutely do that. So.
So pay these ones and expect more next time.
We're going to. Well, in, you know, we went through the whole thing about. I told him, I said, actually, you guys could bill the insurance company instead of us.
That would be nice.
But they're not going to do that.
They're not going to?
I didn't expect that.
No, I don't think so.
No, it was hanging up to somebody else.
So, so he said he would work on that and try to pass the word to his crew. And other than that, we're probably on the hook for the $900. Both of them, $900.
Mm-hmm. Each.
Each.
One was $900, one was $920.
And it's going to be, that's going to be minimum because it's a 4-hour
call.
Mm-hmm. No matter where they go. It's $225 an hour for the truck. So it was $920 for the car accident because they used $20 worth of Speedy Dry.
My only other addition was Pete's Equipment sent us an email saying that they're selling one of the roadside tractors and mentioned scheduling their rental for this summer. I was going to ask John if he had gotten any other situations set up, or just leave it alone for now, I guess, because John's not here.
Right.
But I know he was looking into something else. So.
Yeah, their price was what, $4,900 for 4 days or 44 hours plus trucking?
$4,900 for 4 days up to 44 hours. Yeah, but last year we ended up getting the bill for $7,000 that luckily our insurance covered. Well, we paid $1,000. We paid the deductible for damage that John said he
mm-hmm.
did not do.
Mm-hmm. It's $111 an hour for the tractor, but I don't know. That's one of those deals where we'll have to decide when the time comes.
Yeah. Okay, visitors. Keith.
So the FEMA is on furlough because they're part of Department of Homeland Security, which is caught up in the D.C. politics. So I did call our rep at home. Why didn't come up here skiing? But there's nothing happening. There's the $248,000 that we are owed as the 75% federal cost share for the bridge down here.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll have that before we start construction. Other than that, have we seen Nate's engineer estimate yet for this construction? Has that come in?
No, I believe they're done, but they haven't put it forward yet.
Okay. That'll be on, so I talked with Nate today and had a meeting with him. Yeah. And everything is done except for he's finishing up on the Brook Road project. As far as the engineering goes, he wants everything to be out to bid by the next select board meeting, which is April 6th.
April 6th?
Yep.
That's tight.
Everything will be ready to be put to bid.
And Nate is handling the bids and contracts?
As far as I understood it today, yes. We had a discussion of certain things, and some of the projects will just move forward from what the bids come in at and see what we've got for money at the time. And, you know, obviously we've got certain areas we want done first. And the Brook Road will be a squashed culvert rather than a big culvert because of the height of the ground and stuff like that. This one down here will be a, you know, every one we're putting in is an aluminum culvert. So he can specify that when we get ready to bid.
Now, we will have a complete review of everything before he puts it out as a matter of keeping us informed or not?
Not sure on that. He's the engineer. It's his design.
I would assume he would at least still send you a copy.
I was going to say, I just would have thought a discussion with us, here's what's going on, da-da-da-da-da, before it goes out.
Right.
We thought that would have been appropriate.
We can call him before April 6th and see what he recommends from that point there.
We can call a meeting if we want to a morning.
Because I definitely would like to.
This one down here, he wants to kind of do it in a two-piece down here.
The road and the bridge.
Yeah, because what happens with that is it turns into over an acre of open land if you do both projects together, which turns into a stormwater problem with the state, and he doesn't want to go that route.
No.
And also that by me again, please?
Down here.
Yes.
Where the bridge and the road is.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do that as one complete bid because it's over an acre of open area, which turns into stormwater permits and fees and everything else.
And if we stay two separate, smaller projects,
right,
we don't have to.
Correct.
Go through the hoops.
Yes. So I said we would discuss that at the table when it comes.
That also supports us going into FEMA because then we can stay under that $1 million threshold.
Right.
Because each project would then be separate as
correct.
We originally had envisioned it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. So that was the gist of stuff what I got today from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So things are moving along fairly good.
I'll need to see it at some point, mm-hmm. but with FEMA being on furlough, it's no
problem. Right. Right.
Just from the project standpoint, so that they can divvy it up ahead of time, and then, you know, when we get, because they have to sign project numbers to it, which they had consolidated them last year or 2024, and I didn't really want to, but
mm-hmm.
anyway. The FEMA region will break it back down.
Right.
However we design it. Going forward from there, it'll be another, I don't think I'll be able to get any money back in 2026. It's probably going to be 2027 before the paperwork goes through, but I don't know. You know, it
right.
all depends on whether FEMA is furloughed, whether it exists, you know, who knows.
Did it
right.
indicate that we were approved for the extensions you applied for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so I applied, you know, it's a, project was deadlined to 26 March, and last month, or several weeks ago, I applied for this extension and it was approved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the system. So we're good till, I asked for 2 years, and they said, well, we'll give you another year, and then we'll review it next year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So anyway, but I think we can get all the paperwork in by the end of this year. It's just whether or not we can get all the funding done.
Correct.
if we get the paperwork in, that's fine. The only other issue of note, we had a regional emergency management committee meeting. The quarterly was in January. We discussed local emergency management plans. What we have is really an inventory of, you know, the local emergency management plan, but we need to develop something that goes beyond that, kind of like, okay, who's on first, who's on second, and how do we approach a future disaster? And it does not appear to me that, you know, a once in a 500 year flood requires that we jump through hoops to get a plan tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But it's something I'll work on with Grady. Was able to sit in on it. So I don't know how much he heard because it was in session. But anyway, so we can go forward there. We'll do that this summer when he can break free of legislative duties. Now, the other thing we talked about was communications, and we had talked about that before. I've looked out now with the state emergency management at a dozen different options for communications. You know, we don't want to build, you know, with this little town, we can't afford to build a major network. So the question is, you know, line of sight radios like you have, they get us a certain point, and then the other side of the hill, they don't work. What you have, that rapid radio, mm-hmm. it might be worth trying if you want to, with giving John one for half mm-hmm. a day and doing a talk back and forth through different areas. Or mm-hmm. even with your own family, just mm-hmm. go down these different dead spots that we already know,
right.
down Mud Hollow, the other side of the Kirby Mountain, and just before we plunk any money down
Correct.
Communications.
Yep.
I mean, we can buy a, you know, super duper radio, you know, that's being cast off by some other fire company or police department or whatever, but we don't need what they have. We need just basic communications to talk. Mm-hmm. And going forward, even our cell phone, like my T-Mobile offers satellite capability on, you know, for a price.
Mm-hmm.
<Of course. laughs> And several others are looking at that, are working on that as well. Right now it's just text, but it may ultimately go to voice as well. They've been mm-hmm. testing it. So, you know, ultimately that terrestrial line of sight disappears. But I think the rapid radio might be worth testing with
That's what you have, the rapid radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Just test it half a day, see if it works down
right.
the hollows.
I see right now they're on sale for four radios for $6.99.
Yep. Yeah, because I bought six of them for $1,000.
The reason is the Chinese have pilfered the technology or are
sure.
undercutting the U.S. manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I have, unless you have any questions for me.
I don't have any questions.
I'm all set.
The emergency management plan, are you getting that ready and sending it to me?
I'll take care of it.
Okay.
It's.
If you need signatures or anything, just
yeah,
let me
no,
know.
It's just, yeah, it's the boilerplate that we eventually got to last year. They changed the format.
Right.
So I'll talk to you before we get done. Did you raise the issue of the audit?
No. Haven't really had time to deal with that yet. I've been doing all this town meeting stuff, but so every year within like 45 days after your fiscal year closes, you submit an annual subrecipient report that shows like all of your federal grant funds that you've received from the state or the government, and if it's over $1 million that's been obligated through the year, you have to do a single audit, which has to be an outside company.
And we have to pay for it.
And it has to be by November, and that's pretty much all I know so far.
But we pay for it.
I'm not sure if Wanda even had to do this, because I don't know if the 2011 FEMA stuff was enough to qualify.
Probably not.
So, yeah. Going to be another learning curve for all of us, I'm sure. Yeah, I have no idea what that costs either.
So we just got to synchronize Leslie and I and you.
Yeah,
same
and
place,
I did ask so. Vermont League of Cities and Towns, like, who you get to do those, and the closest one that they listed was A.M. Peisch in St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking most likely one from St. John's Ferry would be cheaper than one from Montpelier or Burlington or Bennington or the other places suggested.
Yeah, no.
So, I don't know, but yeah. Has to be done by November.
So back to the FEMA thing, they don't exist right now. Is that
they're just shut down. I mean, the workforce, you know, DHS, Department of Homeland Security is closed down, but all essential personnel, are still working, just not getting paid.
Paid, right.
FEMA is considered non-essential, so they're furloughed.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, they may have some staffing at the operations center or whatever, but by and large, they're...
They're furloughed. It has to be done by September. We have 9 months.
Oh, September?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Keith.
Thanks, okay. Keith.
Thank you.
Melanie.
Hey. Well, one of the questions I was going to ask was, does anyone know anything about flower book? That was actually her who just phoned right now. So I will get an update. But I won't be here tomorrow. Dana will. So I just wanted to ask if you had any questions about where we are with the knotweed and the plan going forward. We have a little flyer that we're going to bring. So I think we're in year 4 of the 5-year plan. From what I understand from the letter we got from Sam, the report we got from Sam the other day, we didn't actually use the 500 that was allocated from the town last year. That said, we'd still like to ask for this 500 because we do have to. We do have some more stuff to do, and we also need to just make sure that the new bridge that was put in. We're just going to have to really monitor that and see, because that obviously did have a massive knotweed stand. It was all kinds of upheaval, so who knows what's going to come up there. But I'm also going to, I missed applying for another grant last year, but I'm going to apply for another grant this year. I'm going to ask for $1,500, which should just kind of cover us completely. So this is the penultimate year. Next year would be the last year. And then we would just be relying on whatever grants we can pull in from the outside so that the town's fiscal responsibility would kind of be done, although we would still be putting grants and stuff through the town. And then obviously still anticipating sensitive ditching and cutting in the air is what we know that it is.
So we know that it flourishes everywhere, but are you noticing any major places where it's really coming?
No, so I mean, Mud Hollow, we've all just written up Mud Hollow.
Right.
That's a massive project. But in all the areas where we've been treating it, I mean, you can go to the top of, what is it up here? I always get confused.
Brookside,
up on the corner there. And I mean, it's 90% gone. And that was like thick knotweed. So, It's a really effective treatment, but you have to commit to it for the long term. And
right.
Even if you're down 80% of 80% of 80% of 80%, you've still got these stragglers. And so hopefully, as Sam said, hopefully you just get to a point where literally you have one plant. You pull it up by hand. But certainly in all the areas that we have treated it, we've seen it be knocked really far back. So the idea is just to not re-spread it by moving earth from a place where we know you have it.
Yeah.
So that's it. Any questions? Or there's the usual glyphosate question that comes up, but hopefully we can deal with that. So.
Oh, I'm all set. Thanks for what you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, thanks you guys, and thanks to John. He's been really excited.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Guys, work hard. We're going to make supper. Thank you. Okay.
Yep. Have a nice evening.
And grab a report on the way out. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I make a motion that we approve the minutes of February 2nd. Select
Second.
Board meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So moved. no road report.
Guess not.
Other than where it ain't dusty, it's icy.
Pretty much.
Overload permits.
I have three.
I mean, got a pen, do you? Neither do I.
Be prepared.
I can mention road report wise that the 2017 truck.
You need a pen too?
Wasn't as serious as we thought it was going to be, huh?
Coolant leak on the back of the block.
That's good.
Yeah, and he bought a bunch of filters and this and that. The other thing, I think we're around $2,000 or a tad bit over, but nothing close to what we thought we were going to get.
Right. Yeah, I stopped in. That's what he told me too. So that's good.
Yeah. I was just mentioning, Keith, that the 2017 truck repair turned out to be nothing to do with EGR. It was totally fine. There was a coolant leak on the back of the block that was kind of hard to find and see.
Yeah.
So we ended up with a couple of grand into it and good to go without any of the high-end expenses. So all good in that department.
Heavy for a 4-axle truck. I don't know how you can get it registered for that much. If that's his problem, the DOT picks him up. Right?
Yeah.
Paint pen.
Okay, office space discussion.
I don't have any.
So, if we had to add on to the office, and we had to go toward the garage, we would probably need to have somebody tell us that if we could hook to the garage, or if we couldn't hook to the garage, or how far we have to stay away from the side of the garage.
Well, that garage is on a frost wall, I do believe. So, at least it was on that end.
Got the well on this side that complicates what you can do.
Where's the well right now?
Yep.
By the generator?
Yeah,
it's right in front of where I parked it.
Right, straight ahead of her, about 6 feet.
Because eventually we're going to have a new safe.
I mean, I'm already in the very last book, the very last pages of the very last book that will fit in that vault. And then I'm going to have to finagle something.
Is there anything about remote site storage stuff for things that are real old?
Yeah, but we still have people that come in and use them, so I think they would have to be here, or there would have to be someone to man that building too.
Gotcha. Not feasible.
I would like to see the small book vault. taken out and a walk-in vault put in there. But eventually, not in our time, but eventually that will run out of space too. Like, eventually there's going to be a real problem here.
Can we not go that way towards the
septic? Over there.
That's true.
It's like septic, Nichols, well, Hall.
Screwed to the wall.
We only have 0.9 acres here.
Yeah.
Can we come off the front of this building out this way at all?
I don't think the town residents will...
Like that?
Wanda always said that nobody wanted to see this building change. Like right. The look of the old townhouse.
Yeah.
I would like to see if Marla can find some kind of a grant to help us pay for whatever we end up doing. I think there are records preservation grants.
Is there a reason or whatever that we know of that we can or can't attach to the garage?
No.
No.
It would be something to do with the fire code, I'm sure.
And so would it be like...
It might be just a matter of whatever the fire rating wall would be or whatever. But I think that, I don't know, I'm sure the fire marshal could tell us if we could do that or not. So I was thinking maybe make an appointment with the fire marshal at some point and have him just come up and say, this is what you can do, this is what you can't do.
Right.
Now, long as we know what we can and we can't do, that would give us an idea of where we go.
Right.
I also have an insurance guy that comes out in the spring that looks around for anything that's not okay. He might also be someone who we might want to check with.
I mean, usually if you attach to another building, if you have three layers of sheetrock or a firewall,
right,
they'll let you do it.
Yeah.
But again, that could have changed. I have no idea.
Well, we got a public building, not a
right,
not a house, the garage, you
right.
Know. So I don't know. Do we see if we can get a hold of?
Fire Marshal Winneville.
Fire Marshal or somebody to see if they could come up and...
Anybody and knows who that is?
I did.
Tim Angel? Tim
yeah.
Angel.
Tim Angel.
Okay. He used to be firefighter in town.
It's not reasonable. I don't know. It's just not reasonable to shut this well down, drill another one somewhere else on the property.
The problem is you've got to be so many feet from that septic.
And right now we're grandfathered.
Right.
100 feet.
Mm-hmm. Because if you put anything in between here and there, your access to the well would be a cluster.
We don't have any room to go behind that garage with the truck if we had to get to
theoretically,
it?
Theoretically, no.
No.
No. Not without...
Mm-hmm.
Permission from
mm-hmm.
the guy that didn't want to help us at all in the first place. So, you know, on a case-by-case basis, could we? I mean, who the hell knows? I don't think there's 10 or 15 feet past the end of the shop that's before it turns into somebody else's property.
So, I guess...
Well, that's enough room for a pickup to pull a pump.
So what we would need a size on what you think we need for a vault.
Mm-hmm.
And that would give us a dimension to go by. We don't really need to put another...
Right.
Desk and office out there. We just need to get out there so we can put a...
For storage.
Whether it's,
right, like walk in and have books
whether
on
it's,
your left, straight ahead, and on your right.
Yeah, so
yeah.
So if it's...
No, I don't want to live in the vault.
No. I mean, it might be 12 by 12.
Right.
And then we use the access we have now
mm-hmm.
and make it make it accommodate whatever size, and we may not go all the way to the garage.
Right.
I don't think it would have to go all the way to the garage.
Trouble is, the best way to do that basically is on top of the well. You know, going from the back of the building, just come out that way sideways.
Yeah, maybe when the snow melts, we can go out and see from the outside. If we knock
in the meantime, just look and see if
and
you can
put something bigger there.
What you can find for a vault that you think
big enough to
Google
that.
Big enough to what you think you would need.
What just you make think sure you need and forward.
Right.
As far as we reasonably can.
So right now we just have that one shelf, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So you take that, put it over here.
I have some in my big vault too, the oldest one.
And you have that much shelf on the left and the center and on the right again. So there's, that would get a few years of use, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But
enough times to
pass my life. That's for sure.
Yeah, I ain't gonna don't bother me.
Do whatever you want.
And what is that space right there used for?
Storage, elections,
chairs.
We vote out there. Folding chairs, the election booths.
Gotcha. Yep.
Nothing.
Yeah, in the right hand one, there's like a fire extinguisher and all of our internet set up and stuff like that, so the insurance guy doesn't let anything be within like 3 feet of. So there's not much in the right hand closet.
Mm-hmm.
The left one's like storage bins and just junk. John and I are going to do a cleanup this spring and get rid of some clunky stuff. Jeff took some the other day for me, but I'm going to come up with a good pile.
All right.
Makes some space in here.
So if we get a size of some kind of vault, then we can look at it when the.
How many millions it costs?
Yeah.
Okay.
And get one, get Mylar on a grant.
Okay.
If I can offer any help on that stuff, or you need somebody to chase stuff down or something,
sure.
Let me know.
Okay.
And then, maybe one like a Saturday morning or something, get a hold of the fire marshal, have him come up and say, what we're going to do, we're
right.
This close to the building, is that just before we get started, we'll just make sure everything's right or whatever we got to do.
Now, we always use that access coming in the front door there. We have another access here, right? All right. Well, I don't know if the fire marshal will require two exits there or not.
They might.
Ooh, they might. So, yeah.
And we can always put one on the other
side. Unless you go out backwards or sideways, yeah.
If this was the only one here, it would need a ramp.
Right. Yeah. No, we can come up with something, I'm sure. Like you said, it
always something.
May not have to be that big.
Okay, budget.
What kind of time frame are you talking for tomorrow morning?
Oh, 10 o'clock. Whatever.
10 o'clock here.
Only three?
No.
I thought we were going to have a cheap move.
No.
Thank you. electric bill is $394.
Isn't that awful? I mean, I think everyone's electric bills have gone crazy, but for as much as people are here, yeah.
Wow. Well, the biggest problem I have
and
is
now that
the electric.
And now that it's not 2 meters, I just split it between me and the garage, but holy moly. A lot.
Linden Electric turns around and puts 28 days in a billing cycle. Mm-hmm. Next month they'll put 34 days in a billing cycle. And
yeah.
You know, you run my house runs from 91 month to 135 or 155 the next month because you got 6 more days in the billing period. Can't quite figure it out, but they don't care, so.
Is this something we do every year here on this road?
Yes.
How's your spring work lining up, Mike?
Busy.
Pardon?
Busy.
Busy?
Good yeah.
For you. Plumbing service. Is that for the new toilet thing?
There's
or?
A couple things. He got something for John and the new toilet. Yep.
Filters for the furnace out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. New toilet. Assuming it's still working, I didn't get any callbacks.
Very well, thank you.
Thank you.
sand pile up at your shop, Mike?
I do.
How do you, undercover, or how do you keep it from freezing?
I use, I put a big...
fire folder?
6 mil plastic, well, not a 6 mil, it's more of a silage plastic over it.
Yeah.
And this one has been a little difficult for not freezing, obviously.
Yeah.
But I...
You throw salt on top of it?
I don't mix salt in my sand when I put it up.
No.
But if I need, if it gets to the point, I have salt there too. And I'll mix a batch up.
Oh.
And just leave it in a separate pile.
Gotcha. Just curious, been watching this sand pile freeze and thaw and collapse.
Yeah, It's been one of them winters. It's tough. Yeah.
In a winter like it's sort of used to be.
Yeah, we'd all love a nice heated, huge shop where you could dump 15 loads in there and be nice and dry and scoop it right in and not have to carry your 5 foot grade stake with you to pound through your sander. And don't work that way though.
Mm.
Salt is pretty much non-existent right now.
Yeah. What's the funny colored stuff I see Lyndon running around with in the back of there? It looks like a powder, yellow looking thing.
Yeah, that comes from over in Maine, down at the port, I believe. That was my second load of stuff I got, same stuff.
You have places you have to use salt, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I go through about, well, for me, I do about 60 ton a year, which is quite a bit. I'd rather use salt on blacktop any day than I would sand.
Yeah. Over and done with it.
Well, it's just a mess in the spring when you got to go back in and clean it all up. And
yep.
I've used, well, I know my pile of sand is way smaller than it was last year at this time.
Well, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all.
I mean, I'll have enough to get through, but it's a good
you
thing
said
I put up.
Last year, as soon as we hit March, everything went. Didn't have to use anything.
It's a good thing I put up the amount I did.
Yep. Always better to go that way than the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Cover the bases if it sits there for summer.
Yeah.
Deal.
Well, that's why I don't like mixing salt in it, because if I need to use it for backfill,
oh,
foundation or whatever,
yeah,
I'm still can, I, it's already paid for.
Yeah. I'm amazed at the amount of milking that comes out of John's pile.
Oh, yeah.
You throw shovelfuls to spread it out there, and all an hour later, it's already starting to eat through the edge.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't see it. You don't see any salt crystals in it.
Nope. The sun's so hot right now, it just melts it right through.
Yeah, big difference. Yeah.
All I know is we're in March. I'm happy.
Did your health lined up for spring, Mike, or too early?
Yeah, me, myself, and I. I'll take what comes along from there. Oh, this is the warranty we got right here. Transmission. Fair enough.
How about your truck, Mike? Or shouldn't I ask?
Don't ask.
Okay. I was afraid of that.
March 17th, I'm supposed to be able to pick it up, but we'll see. We will see. I'm going over this week for a surprise visit.
I would.
Oh, I am.
So, just before we get done here, I got an email from this guy. His name is John McNerney. And he's out of James McNerney. And he's from Peter Welch's office. So he sent me an email. And about town meeting. And John McClary's 60th year as moderator. Said... So anyway, it says, following up on a voicemail I left you a couple days ago regarding upcoming town meeting in Kirby. We understand this town meeting day will be quite monumental milestone for John McClary as town moderator. Senator Welch has a deep appreciation for John and wanted to do something special to surprise him for the occasion. So he has entered into congressional record a tribute to John for his many decades of public service. With that, I wanted to ask you about the possibility of bringing an official congressional record document signed by Senator Welch to be presented by the select board to John at the town meeting next week. I realize this might require some suspension of the rules or creative thinking to present this. And he said, let me know, email, whatever. So I emailed him back and I said, well, I'm all for it. And I'm sure the Kirby residents would appreciate it also. So... So he wrote
speech. It's due tomorrow morning.
So he wrote back to me and he said, that's a great plan, and I'll show up in advance of the 10:30 start time Tuesday, and I'll bring the signed document of recognition with me. So I just sent him back an email. I haven't got a response. I'm assuming he's going to be here. But I said, I'm in hopes that you will be present to give John McClary the document from Senator Welch. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he wants to hand it to me to give to John.
Right.
I got no use for Peter Welch, and I could care less if I gave anything that had Peter Welch's name on it. And... So I asked him if he would be here and present John McClary with the document from Senator Welch. This will take place at the end of the meeting with the warning already be established. Unfortunately, we can't fit it in any place else. I said a meeting usually takes about 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I haven't heard back from him, but he'll be here in the morning. So I'm going to see that he can stay here and sit in the audience, and when it comes time, he can give John his congressional recognition from Peter Welch.
Mm-hmm. I might need his name so that I can put it on the list of people to speak at the end of the meeting. You always said McNerney?
James
McNerney.
M-C-N-E-R-N-E-Y.
N-E-Y?
M-C-N-E-R-N-E-Y. McNerney. So, I mean, I thought that was, that's nice of him to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, is John going to continue one more year?
He wants to be nominated, and if he can make it, he'll will. If he can't, he'll have to.
Right. That's what I got from the news the other night. I watched him on there.
And John actually looks good.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, he looked better in that
interview
stuff
than
last
he did
year.
A year ago.
I didn't think he was going to make it for another year after seeing him last year. That was scary. I guess I shouldn't have said that.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
He looks good.
Yeah.
88? I think he is.
No idea.
Yeah. 88.
All right, the next select board meeting is April 6th, 6 p.m. And we'll be here around 10 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.